Well, thank you for coming by my website. Today is Saturday, the 19th of September, 2020, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. I'm going to play some keyboard music, starting off with an album, the featured artist, and I hope that I'm able to play a lot more of Ben Patterson today. Ben Patterson's going to be on the piano and the vocals. He has with him Chris Flory on the guitar and George DeLacy on the bass. This is a great little album. Ben's uncle, I believe, told me about this guy, and you've heard me play him before. And I'm going to dedicate this show to the Supreme Court Justice who passed away, Ruth Ginsburg, who passed away yesterday, a champion in female rights and women's rights, and a champion in many other ways. Wow. What a loss to the Supreme Court. What a loss to humanity. You know, she's right up there with the guys. Brilliant mind, speaker piece, and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start playing Ben a little bit. No, I guess I'll play Ben now. Let's let Ben lead off, and then I'm going to hear from Ramsey Lewis and Nancy Wilson. That's going to be the tribute to Ruth. And nice little number. Got a lot of numbers lined up to play for you. So I want to stop burning up all this time and just get right to the nitty gritty. Here's Ben Patterson with the featured theme on this. You know, I just love it. So let's listen. Thank you. Wow, wow, wow. You all know who wrote that. You never guess who wrote it. I mean, and Ben does such a great job on it. If I told you who wrote it, you would say, no. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. Bob Dylan wrote that song. And man, just this great job of it. Does the vocal and plays the piano. I like it. It's one of my favorite pieces. We'll come back to Ben. This is from an album called That Old Feeling. And it really makes me feel good. You know, Ruth Ginsburg passed away. Supreme Court Justice. Female, great, a tremendous woman for women's rights. The right to have an abortion, the right for women to get paid, equal pay that men get paid, a very liberal voice on the Supreme Court, and very much needed today in terms of the Trumpites going on around here. And you know me, I don't want to get all embedded in politics and everything, but Ruth was a good woman for women, and I know some women that are heartbroken that she passed away. But my goodness, I'm 76 and Ruth was 87. And I was trying to figure out a song to play that would be just right for her. And I'm going to play cut number 3 on this album. And it's called Did I Ever Really Live? Now, I know that sounds a little bit rhetorical, speaking about Ruth Ginsburg, because she did live. But from an album by Ramsey Lewis and Nancy Wilson, Meant to Be. Now, this album was made, it's a beautiful album. And it's cut number 3. And I want you to listen to the words, because what Nancy and Ramsey does is they really ask the questions about life. And that's why I like this cut so much. You know, did I really live? Are you alive? That's the key. All of us need to answer that question. Are we really living? Ramsey Lewis, Nancy Wilson. Enjoy.
You sleep, you cling, you cry, you stand, you fall, you stand again and try, and then you walk. You eat, you drink, you feel, you think, you play. You know, and then one day you find a way to talk. You're young, you fly, you laugh, you cry, you're grown, you're on your own at last. You lose, you win, your days begin to slip away.
Nancy asked the question, did I ever really live? Ruth lived, and I believe she's going to continue to live on in our minds, in our hearts, through her statements, all recorded. Everything is there for us. Thank you, Nancy and Ramsey. What a tribute to a great lady, a great lady. And yes, that sounds like me. I know to many of you, it doesn't sound like that. And I believe that she loved what she was doing. And what kind of a word can I give for that? Well, love is patient. She had to be patient being on that Supreme Court. Love is kind. It does not envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. It always perseveres. Love goes on and on and on. It just keeps moving. That's why I love to talk about love. You're joining PJ today on this great Saturday sunny afternoon in Los Angeles. Stay home. Stay home. The coronavirus is going on out there. Walk your dogs. I mean, it is such a great day to walk my dog. And my dog is waiting patiently for me to walk him. But I'm going to listen to an album. I recall a couple of summers ago down on Wilshire Boulevard in Fairfax, I think it was. They have a museum down there, and they were playing jazz. And they have this group called the New Power Trio. John Crooks is on the bass. Nate Shaw on the piano, he was the star of the show, and Mark Suter on the percussion. And I was listening to a lot of numbers on this album, and I thought that you would like to hear El Corito de Tula. El Corito de Tula. This is written by Sergio Seba, and they do a pretty good a rendition of it. It was recorded on April 18th and 20th in the year 2000, about 20 years ago, at Acoustic Recording in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Harcourt, get him, big bad boy. Yeah. So I'm going to play track 4 on this thing, and I want you to listen to it. I think that the piano work is just fantastic. It really is. And this is a piano Saturday. I want you to know that I'm enjoying myself on this piano Saturday. And I hope that you enjoy it with me. Let's get right into the music. Thank you. I love it. The new power trio, that was John Crooks on the bass, boom, 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 boom. Nate Shaw on the piano, and Mark Suter on the bongo drums and stuff. They really, that's nice. El Curto de Tula, written by Sergio Sabah. And that was a good piece. You know, I can't get through the day without playing a dear friend of mine. A dear friend of mine. He started this semester at Tennessee State teaching piano. I recall during the virus, Eric moved to Tennessee because he took a teaching position in the university. And wow, what a great job he's doing down there. And I follow him on Facebook, Eric Reed, and he's doing a great job. And I'd like to play a cut from his album for you called Adoration. And this will be in commemoration to the Supreme Court justice that passed away. And I think that this number is very appropriate for the cause. And Eric Reed wouldn't mind me playing it. Adoration or Gratitude. Eric Reed on the piano. Enjoy. Thank you. wasn't called adoration. It's called gratitude. I'm sorry, Eric. I did it again. I love your music so much I'm losing my focus. But since this is dedicated to Justice Greenberg, I am going to play Eric Reed again with Adoration. And I hope it plays correctly this time.
That's it.
See why I had to play Adoration in commemoration to the good works of Ruth Ginsburg as a Supreme Court justice who is now living on the other side. Isn't that a wonderful thought, seniors? I mean, I'm 76 and she's 86, 87, living on. And that's why I had to play Eric Reed from his album called Stan, and assisting him, you couldn't miss Willie Jones III on the drums. That drum solo on this particular cut is one of the best jazz renditions ever done in the year. And of course, Rodney Whittaker on the bass. Eric always seems to choose just the right team to help him put some good music together. And that university there in the state of Tennessee, if they don't know who they have working for them now in that music department, they are blind. But they're not. Thank you, Eric, for the permission to play your music on my webcast. I really appreciate that. Let's get back to the featured artist. And a great little album called That Old Feeling. Now, look, there's nothing wrong with the new feeling stuff, but I want to play a tune on this thing that Stevie Wonder wrote. And you said, what? Stevie Wonder wrote a jazz song? Well, I want you to listen to this, and so that you can get a good idea on Ben Patterson and the piano, and him playing Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely. Ben, help us out.
Thank you.
Isn't She Lovely, written by Stevie Wonder, played magnificently on this nice little CD by Ben Patterson on the piano. That Old Feeling is the name of the CD, and it's a great little, listen, if you'd like to pick up the whole album, you can do it. Just, I think it's on Amazon. I'm not supposed to advertise, I know that. But, yeah, you can pick that up. I stepped away from the big mic for a minute. We're going to continue to listen to some good music. And I mean some good music. I'm loving this. This is a Saturday afternoon where I really don't mind staying in, because the more I stay in, the more I can play my music, listen to it. And, you know, I got a headset on my head because I want to hear what you're hearing. Now this is a nice little piece. I don't know where I got the little album from. It's from Marcellus Music Sampler. That's what it is, from the year 2005. And I'm going to play this cut right now. It's the first cut on the album, and it's called Jibaro by Miguel Zenon. Jibaro. Enjoy. Thank you. Now, if any of you ever said to me, why in the world did John play that? Well, you need to re-listen. Because that was music. That is some of the best. What would you call it? Afro-Cuban? It's just a marvelous piece of music. And I'm glad that I could play it on my website today. Now, many of you that are very religiously inclined are thinking, has Pastor John lost his mind? No. Found it. I want to share a great text with you. It reads like this. It says, and I want to read it correctly because I'm reading from a script here. I don't have it memorized in my head. Here it is. Shed some light on it. Love must be sincere. I'm quoting from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Listen to this. Love must be sincere. I am sincerely telling you, I love this music that I'm playing. And I love the artists that are playing it. In this last number, I just got to say again, that's Jabaro by Miguel Zenon. What? Love has to be sincere, okay? Love hates what is evil. It clings to what is good. It's devoted to one another in brotherly love. Man, that's beautiful. God's word. Honor one another above yourselves. And in doing that, I hope that you're having a nice afternoon. I got 10 more minutes, and I want to play at least two more songs here. One, both of these artists are gone. They're no longer with us. Joe Sample, from his album, Invitation. Joe Sample was a genius when it came to synthesizers and all that. And I'd like to play a number called Invitation. That's a theme cut on the album. It's cut number 4. And I want to play that for you. Here's some Joe Sample. And I'll be back in a little bit. There he is. Thank you. Yeah, you know, distinctive in that cut where the burp, burp, man, burp, burp. I love it. Way back from in the day, Joe Sample, one of my favorite jazz pianists. Joe had a very, very wonderful religious background. As a matter of fact, he played for Danny Bell Hall, the sister, or I think cousin. I get it mixed up, of Andre Crouch. And he played in the church and was very, very talented jazz artist. Well, let's see. I got 4 minutes, and I wanted to end up with a cut here that is not necessarily pianist, but it's an organist. And I want you to listen to this organist, because I think he does a great job in defining things. Jimmy Smith, now, Walk on the Wild Side, from the album of the same name. I hope you enjoy this. I love it. Jimmy Smith. Oregon. That I pause it right now, because I wanted to share with you that orchestra was being led by Oliver Nelson. The album was recorded March of 1962 in New York City, and it was recorded the year that I graduated from Fremont High School. And I recall this record, Walk on the Wild Side, because it was the hottest jazz number played on jazz radio in the country. Now, we can continue with the great, late Jimmy Smith as he takes the lead on this cut. (laughs) great Jimmy Smith on the Hammond organ, Oliver Nelson and his orchestra, March of 1962, in one of the greatest cities in the world, in the modern era, New York City. And I was just graduating out of high school. And here I am in the year 2020. I know I'm 4 minutes over the hour. I hope it doesn't put me in harm's way. But here I am in 2020 listening to this music, enjoying it, and hoping that those of you that are living through this terrible time might be a little comforted by listening to some good music. Thank you, Ben Patterson, for hitting us off. And my friend Eric Reed and all the other artists that, man, just paved the way for a great hour and 5 minutes. God bless.